Life is 10% how you take it and 90% how you make it. Life is 10% how you take it and 90% how you make it. How do you make your life? How do you make your world? How do you make the experiences that you go through every moment of your day? How do you make them? Well, you take it because it's happening and it's going on, but what do you make of it? When you have experiences going into your life and these experiences say to you, hey, you stubbed your toe. Hey, you have problems. Hey, the world is full of nonsense. Hey, wow. When you say things like that, when you experience things like that, what are you doing? You're just saying, how do you take it? It's just take it as it is. It's the way it is. Nothing you can do about it. Well, yes, there is. There's a lot that you can do about your life. There's a lot that you can do about every moment of your life. You don't have to just take it. That's the way we do. It's what we do, what we make of it. Now, what do you make of your life? Are you the kind of person, and I like this one very much, are you the kind of person that can only say beautiful things? Are you the kind of person that can only find beauty everywhere, that you look around yourself and you see wonderful things, that everybody in your world is your reflection? Everybody in your world is wonderful, fantastic, and glorious? Well, that's the way it is. Now, as you look around yourself and you see everyone glorious and good, what are you doing? What are you telling yourself? What are you revealing to yourself? What are you saying to your world? What kind of a creator are you? What kind of a creator am I? Am I creating the world filled with beautiful experiences and glorious experiences? And how do I take it? Is it beautiful and glorious? And then all of a sudden I see some little experience that I don't like. I see people driving carelessly down the highway. And I say to myself, why are they driving carelessly down the highway? That's not how I want to create them. Now, you can take it because it's happening to you, but what are you going to make of it? You're going to say to yourself, every driver on every road in all the world drives harmoniously, joyfully, positively. Every driver is an ideal driver. Every driver is an ideal chauffeur. Every driver drives with love and joy and peace in their heart. And wherever I go, I experience joyful, peaceful, wonderful drivers around me doing wonderful, peaceful, beautiful things. Is that what you experience? That's what I experience. Wherever I go, drivers are loving, caring. They're doing all great and beautiful things around me, and I feel so good. That's what I take. That's what I take. Now, I make it that every driver is a chauffeur. That's in my mind, starting with me. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal driver. Occasionally, people will take umbrage with how I'm driving. And the minute they do that, they are creating me doing driving that they don't appreciate. And every time another person sees me as the ideal chauffeur, for them, I am that ideal chauffeur. For me, I am always the ideal chauffeur. I am always driving beautifully, wonderfully, fabulously, because 10% is what you take. And 90% is what you make of it. So I make of my life harmony, beautiful, wonderful, joyful. I am an ideal chauffeur. Yes, you are too. You are an ideal chauffeur. And it's no matter whether you are a beginning driver, a student driver, just learning how, or whether you're a long-term driver who has been driving for many, many years, wonderfully, beautifully, always fantastic. It's so interesting how people can drive their cars and drive them beautifully and drive them wonderfully. And then all of a sudden, when they have people riding with them, these people want to tell them how to drive the car. These people want to tell them how they should be driving the car and how they should be moving it along the highway. And the moment that somebody else puts their point of view in there, puts their 10 cents in there, 2 cents in there, then what is happening? The minute they're doing that, they're causing the driver to be insecure. They're causing the driver to be feeling that he might be doing something wrong. Now, is that what you as a passenger want to do in a car? As a passenger, you always have the ideal chauffeur driving whatever car you're riding in. You always have the idea. That's how you make it. 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 You always have the ideal chauffeur driving you. And that ideal chauffeur always drives wherever it goes, whatever it's doing. It always drives beautifully and wonderfully, and it is always fantastic. Now, what kind of a creator are we? What kind of life do we want to create and have in our world? What do we want? We want a life filled with all that is good and beautiful, all that is wonderful. When you go to visit somebody and you go to the door and you ring the doorbell and they open the door, "Hi, how are you? Oh, it's so good to see you. You're so fantastic." Or do you say, whatever conditions might be? You are the creator of your world. You say, "Hi, how are you?" You say it with joy in your heart. You say it with love in your heart. You say it, "Fantastic," because that's who you are. And that's all you are, and that's all you will ever be, and that's all that matters. Now, say that for yourself. Know that for yourself. Be that. Live your life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically that you are the essence of all that is good because you make it that way. You don't just take life as it comes. 10% of the time we do, but we make it. Life is 90% to what we make it. So if the majority of what my life is what I make it, then I am going to train myself to make my life the most beautiful thing in the world. I'm going to train myself to make my life the most glorious thing in the world. I'm going to train myself to do everything in my world that is beautiful and good and fantastic. Yes, it's going to be my choice of how I make my life. 90% of it is how I make it. 10% is how I take it. Now, how am I taking my life? I'm taking my life. All is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is good. I'm taking my life. All is fantastic. All is marvelous. But really, what I'm doing is I take it and then I make it. Then I mold it into that beautiful experience that I know I am. I mold my life, I make my life what it is to be and what I am, and I am so happy. I am so happy with everything about my life because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's what I am. Life is 10% how I take it and 90% how I make it. 90% how I make it, because I am the sculptor, I am the artist, I am the creator, I am the one who says, "I like me, I like me, I like me." I am the one who says, "Everyone in my world is glorious and good." I am the one who says, "This is a fabulous world." I am the one who says these things. I am the one. I am the one. And because I am the one, that is exactly what I experience. Today, make your life what you make it. Yes, indeed, make your life what you make it by giving it your love, your unconditional love, your joy, your peace, your harmony, your happiness, and watch it happen. I love you. 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 I love you.